Welcome, everybody, to episode 388 of RP Grinders, the Civil War edition, which comes out today. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself. It's the Mug. Gentlemen, what is up with
you
guys?
Not just Mug, the Mug.
Yeah, it's the Mug.
What?
That's right.
What? Show started yet?
Exactly, man.
Welcome to the It's Gonna Get Louder edition.
I can't hear. Let me know when the show starts.
Sons of bitches, man. Sons of bitches. That's what you guys are. It's going to be
really loud at the end. I can't hear anything. So just let me know when it starts, guys.
You know, I don't know how to,
or something.
I don't know how to fix that to where it's not as loud, the intro, but damn, it was loud.
It was fading in and out.
Was it? It wasn't for me. I don't know about you guys, but maybe it's a new Skype.
I'm going to start the show off by sharing an incredibly bad joke. I'm going to see if you guys get it.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
And I would like to say, I can't take credit for this one. Little Timmy asked his dad, what would it take for me to suck harder at D&D, Dad? And his dad replied, all you need is a die, son. I told him the guy who posted that, I said, you are a terrible human being.
Definitely a terrible human being. We got lots to talk about today, guys. I know Break has seen Civil War. We are going to do zero spoilers on this show because I have not seen it. Eric has not seen it. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Mug. Your review is going to have to be very, very vague, Breakman.
A major spoiler I want to tell.
No spoilers. I don't want to hear any spoilers. I wanted to see it really bad earlier and I couldn't. So I don't want to be spoiled. I've even avoided like 3 out of the 4 major trailers that have come out.
Yeah, avoid the trailers. They reveal way too much.
Mm. Yeah. I've watched one trailer. Yeah.
If you've seen, I think, any of the trailers, it kind of ruins way too much. Because if you've seen the trailers, you know what's coming.
I know that there's a fight. I know that there's like Bucky
Iron Man. But you know that there are certain fights and certain conversations that happen in the previews.
Yeah,
so I don't remember any of the conversations. So
it kind of ruins if you've seen the previews and you remember them while you're watching the movie. You're sitting there waiting for things to happen. Just don't watch the previews.
Yeah, I'm avoiding everything.
Can I ask if anybody takes a shit in the movie?
It takes a shit? That's an odd question, man. I'm sure they all take shits, man.
Well, that's the thing. It's like I think that the point is that that's one of the things that you never see movie characters do. Wow. Like they never go to the bathroom.
Iron Man was going to the bathroom. It looked like he was acting like he was going to go to the bathroom, but he didn't.
I think they've explained that in the comic books with Iron Man. He's got a self-sufficient, like, you know, stuff that...
Suppository thing.
Yeah.
And Thor, well, gods just don't poop.
Right. Well, I mean, Thor, yeah. I mean, come on. He just doesn't poop.
He shoots thunder out of his ass.
Yeah, he shits thunder. those are thunderstorms.
When Hulk poops, everyone knows.
Yeah, it's like that's what the thunder is when he's farting.
But anyways, let's get on with the show. Let's get this news done because we got lots to cover. Lots of fun material today. We are not going to spoil Civil War. We'll probably talk in depth next week about it. I'm going to see it on Sunday. I think Eric is going to see it very soon. Mug, I'm not sure if you're going to see it this week at all.
Planning to see it Sunday.
Okay, cool. So we'll all be able to talk about it and spoil it for everybody next week. But this week there will be no spoilers. But Breakman will do a review.
If I wasn't cheap, I'd totally go see it again.
I know. It's that good. Huh? I've heard good things. So that's
also fuck 3D versions of movies that weren't made for 3D.
Yeah, yeah.
This
probably.
Is definitely made for 3D.
Oh shit! Then I want to see it in 3D.
It is made for it.
Yeah, I want to see that then. All right, guys, let's go.
And if that's the case, then I probably just wasted my time going to Mentor to see it because it's not that much less to pay there than I would to see something else in 3D elsewhere.
Yeah. Most of the 3D is really subtle in this. It's not like Avatar where there's those scenes where it's like, here, look at the 3D. Like, it's just, it's really cool and well done in the fight scenes. Mm-hmm. 3D is.
We lost Mug. We'll get Mug back in just a second.
You lost your beer?
Yeah.
Dude, okay. Hold on.
I don't know what's going on with Mug, but we'll get him back. Let's get started with the news. Eric, why don't you go ahead and get us started?
Well, here's something that is finally going to come out.
Woohoo!
Gematsu, Mighty No. 9 launches June 21st in North America and June 24th worldwide. Hey, it's technically still spring.
Yeah.
With the exception of the 24th, but that's because everywhere else in the world, game release day is Friday.
I'm just, I know this sounds morbid, and or not morbid, but shitty, but I think it'd be hilarious if on like June 1st he said he had to delay it again for
a couple months. That'd be awful.
It's gold.
that'd be the worst dick move ever.
I agree. Like, yeah, that would be a dick
move. Oh, shit, we forgot about something.
I just can't imagine that anybody cares anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, like, you say that kind of, like...
it's the last 360 game ever.
I have the same feeling, Mug. Like, I'm wondering, like, who really gives a fuck anymore? I mean, it's sort of like...
I enjoy Mega Man fans, I love playing it. I don't care if this game's a gigantic success.
I know Mega Man fans are looking forward to this, but I hope they don't misconstrue this as a Mega Man game.
What I'm afraid a lot of people are.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what they hinted at from the get-go. Like, you know, in everything except for the, you know, the dashing thing where you can, you know, dashing through, you know, the destroyed enemies, that kind of thing, you know, it is very Mega Man. And people are like, ooh, this is spiritual successor to Mega Man. They were basically expecting it to be Mega Man by another name, you know, with it. And
right.
Like, well,
and no, that game's actually Azure Gunvolt. Just play that instead if you want Mega Man.
Oh, boy.
You live life.
I hate that shit. It's like rollover stupid ads and I can never find them.
Yeah, that was a really good song.
It was a good song. I agree.
That was Mr. Bombastic. That was not a good song.
That was Shaggy, man. I love Shaggy.
Shaggy's a good artist.
Wait,
man.
Was that for Infinite Warfare or was that for Battlefield?
Fuck if I know. I just clicked out of that goddamn article because we're pretty much done with it. But I think you have a good point though, man. Like,
did you guys hear the ice cream truck going by?
I do not. That's really cool though.
It sounds like they compromised though, and the PS Vita and the 3DS versions are coming out later.
Yeah.
So I think that was one of the points of contention between its delays, because I needed to get the netcode working on all the platforms.
Yeah.
There's been so many like just missteps with the entire thing. Like Inafune has squandered a lot of goodwill on the part of the people who supported the Kickstarter.
Yeah, it's a shame.
Their only mistakes was actually setting a date and asking for... They didn't really ask for more money to add DLC. It's more like stuff we wanted to do in the campaign, but we didn't have time for. So they made the PayPal donations go towards that instead, which people thought it was a separate Kickstarter. And they got angry about that.
Not just that, but focusing on...
But I think what is legitimate is starting another Kickstarter for...
Red Sun?
For Red Ash.
Red Ash, sorry.
I mean... technically,
not just that. There was also the fact that, you know, they were doing all this licensing stuff.
Oh yeah, franchising the hell out of it before it's even successful. That's also another bad idea.
Yeah. Like that was like that struck me as very very Ubisoft. Like that we're like the, you know, Aiden Pierce's iconic cap. I'm like, you're being very very presumptuous.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's make a cartoon, even though the cartoon has nothing to do with the game.
Right.
But we're gonna announce it anyways because we need to ride on this wave.
Right. All right, let's move on to the next story. Mug, let's go with you.
Let's see. I was looking down a bit further. You happened to go to the one page I did not pull up.
Oh, wow.
You bastard.
How about Breakman? Breakman, can you take the next one, please?
Yay, coming to us live from Gematsu. Experience, and that's the name of the studio?
Yes.
I like that. Experience announces Yomi Wa... Damn you, Frank. Sakuhana.
Yeah.
For Xbox One. Experience now. God damn it. Why is that the first sentence? Gematsu, why are you guys turning into the other website that I don't want to mention?
I know.
The game, which will be first in. I'm skipping the second paragraph. The first in a series of RPG projects, not in the dungeon RPG genre, that Experience has become known for, does not yet have an official genre name, but will incorporate hack and slash style gameplay.
Excuse me.
It takes place in the same world as bless you. I don't know what to say when somebody coughs. It's like when they sneeze, you say, you know, you bless them. But what do you say when somebody coughs?
Let's make our own. Let's
Why
say
they, random Japanese lesson.
No, let's
Yomi means underworld or darkness, and Hana is flower.
Yeah, well, the underworld blossoming flower is basically what it translates to.
To answer your question, Break, how about we say MXT when you cough? Because it's kind of like a virus type thing, you know?
But that's like more of an insult. I don't want to insult
like people,
them.
When people sneeze, I say,
control a cough, it comes out. Yeah.
I don't say bless you when people sneeze. I say a pox on your house.
You know, it's funny because I don't say bless you either. I say Gesundheit. That's what I say.
I just don't say anything.
Which means God bless you. So
no, it doesn't.
It means good health.
Gesundheit means good health.
Let's continue reading about this, please.
Go ahead.
It takes place in the same world as Students of the Round. Several years later in the Far East, in a setting similar to that of Sengoku-era Japan, it is ruled by the King of the Underworld, and its people have become spirits who can only appear during the night. At the same time, we call this vampires. Party management and character development are said to be completely different from the company's previous games, and while the concept of classes does not exist, it seems there will be a system where players create their own class. Experience mentioned that while the first title in the series of RPG projects not in the dungeon RPG genre will be exclusive to Xbox One, and there are no plans to port it to the PlayStation platforms.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they really love the Xbox platforms to put their games on. I don't know why.
But
it's probably because it's easier to develop for, maybe, because a lot of their other earlier
the
content
is both of the platforms are PC based now. I mean, that's the same hardware as PC. They're both custom spec personal computers
it's,
now.
It's either that or Microsoft gave them a little extra money. Like Jesus Christ!
What about the music?
Fucking Gamazi,
what are the chances of this ever coming to America? Slim to none.
I would say pretty high.
Experience has been on a roll lately. They came out with Demon Gaze, and then a year later they came out with Operation Abyss, and then after that they recently released a Stranger of Sword City, and now we've got Ray Gigant.
I remember Microsoft like.
I'll say Ray Gigant looks nice. I've finally seen it in motion.
It's very casual friendly. It's like
I heard it's extremely easy, but it's very pretty.
Yeah, I mean, it actually has a story, and the story is actually somewhat interesting.
Was it last year's or the year before E3 where they had a big Microsoft had their big conference where they kind of alluded to the fact that they were committed to get more Japanese developers involved in
yeah, they only got like one so far.
Yeah, I know. It's a big joke.
Sounds like a Microsoft thing because most Japanese developers just aren't interested in Microsoft stuff.
Right, I totally agree with that.
Microsoft might have the shmup and RPG crowd, but
I think Microsoft actually the Japanese developers are very narrow minded in that fashion because the Microsoft platforms are very viable. Like they've got some good stuff, the good hardware. Well,
commercially, they're not really viable in Japan.
No, I agree.
You have to remember the Japanese. You know, Japanese are very xenophobic.
They are.
You know, they like foreign culture. You know, they like specifically American pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as anything else that goes with basically just kind of absorbing it and making American pop culture very Japanese. They don't really have a lot of use for it.
It's kind of like how Americans hate Mexicans, but they love Mexican food.
Very much of the same type, except we like their music. They like our music stylings and stuff like that. And they're like, we'll take that and we'll put a distinctly Japanese spin on it.
I think those attitudes are slightly changing, though. I think once they start turning the corner in Japan, if that's ever going to happen, they'll follow the money.
Actually, I think better comparison food-wise is American Chinese food.
American Chinese food isn't Chinese food, but
I know. But it's like we took some ideas of how Chinese people eat, and like, here's a couple ideas here, and we're going to mix it around and make something that's it's decidedly Japanese. Like nobody's going to mistake it for anything but Japanese.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story. Mug, do you have the next one up?
I do indeed. coming to us live from Gematsu. New interpretation, Stranger of Sword City. I'm guessing that's like a little prefix for it. Experience announced new interpretation Stranger of Sword City, Black Palace, that's a mouthful, for PS Vita during its 10th anniversary celebration event in Akihabara today. The update to the original Stranger of Sword City, Black Palace, will include... Why not just change the subtitle instead of the, you know, instead of adding the whole new thing? Anyway, will include a number of new elements, such as the appearance of the Student of the Realms, Elthalia, new classes like the Clocker and Puppeteer, new systems like the Guard Counter to restrain enemy actions, new events, and other changes in response to user feedback. That's not bad. The Fantasy Dungeon RPG is due out on July 21st in Japan for 3,800 yen. Also not bad. Download copies of the original Stranger Sword City Black Palace can be upgraded for 1,800 yen. I like that. First print copies, which are limited to 5,000 units, will include a Benny Matsuyama written novel that tells another story set in the game's world of Ascario. That's actually a really nice little setup. I mean, if you're into it, I don't know the series, but if you're into it, that's, you know, that's very tempting.
The game recently released on the Xbox One and the Vita, so I wonder if we're going to get it as DLC later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like they've set it up so that you can use it as DLC, and if you get it,
some people read into this and thinking that, well, that only applies to the digital version, but I don't see why it wouldn't apply to the retail one.
It's interesting that you mentioned Akihabara,
especially since the only version of this game that exists on the Xbox One currently is digital only.
I'm actually surprised you mentioned Akihabara in that article. Whippix and I were talking about Akihabara today and how we could get there just to kind of visit and stuff. And there's this like UFO like boat house thing that they got going on that's going to be a thing probably in the near future for 200 grand. And Whippix and I, or at least I'm like, man, that would be cool. Like, just fucking travel the world in this thing. I got it up in chat, but it's called Jet Capsule. If you guys ever get a chance to look at it, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a 3D, not 3D, UFO boat thing that you could travel the world with. And supposedly it's only going to cost 200 grand. So I'm intrigued. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had $200,000 pass through my hands in my lifetime. So yeah, that's probably not something I even need to bother looking at.
Wait, is that how much the thing costs, or is that how much it costs to ride it?
No, that's how much the thing costs, dude. Like, yeah. Wivix and I are like, man, that's. I mean, it's feasible for me. Like, I've got some good equity in my house, so this might be what we do, man. Later on in life, it's pretty cool. Dungeon Buster says he sees the UFO boathouse thing, and it's self sufficient.
I don't see it in chat.
I got it. Just look up Jet Capsule, dude, and images, and you'll see it. I think it's a cool idea. It's got a place where you could ride your bike around. I don't know. It's just really cool. It's a good idea. MXT says, screw Ben Affleck, Uwe Boll should direct the DC movies. Uwe Boll would have did a better job with Batman vs. Superman. Whatever.
Uwe Boll.
Yeah. I call him Uwe.
I don't know if he would have done a better job. He probably would have done just as well of a job.
Probably better, dude. That movie was awful. Yeah, it is.
It Dungeon was Buster. Really bad.
Dungeon Buster.
But I did like Ben Affleck, so screw you.
Oh, God, he was awful, too. Dungeon Buster says, is the boathouse storm-worthy? I, from what I read, it is. It's got, like, a little stabilizer thing on the bottom that can withstand storms, even. So, if I'm going to do it, this is the way I'm going to do it, man. That'd be cool. Just dock in Japan.
I noticed that Dungeon Buster had a little bit of a Freudian slip there. He said the UFO boast house, which I think is what Frank would be doing if he ever actually bought this thing.
Check me out,
bitches. Yeah.
I know, as I'm podcast. Like in...
I got no time for you people.
As I'm in Jamaica or something, you know, just riding around this boathouse. I don't know, it's just an idea right now, but I think it's actually a feasible, attainable goal, like when we retire, which will be soon. So, I like the idea of that a lot. Just fishing in the ocean and fucking living that way, man. Be pretty badass. But we need to move on. Let me get this shit... out of the way here and move on to a story from Destructoid. Project X Zone has disappeared from the 3D eShop. You can still re-download it though. Although Project X Zone suffered from a bit of tedium when it was released back in 2013, the magic of being able to play with characters from Resident Evil, Devil May Cry, Street Fighter, and Mega Man was undeniable. Thankfully, this wacky side project got a second go-round, but it looks like that run might be over. Over the weekend, folks noticed that the original game was removed entirely from the 3DS shop. For a good day or so, even owners of the game in digital form weren't able to re-download it, but that was smoothed over last night, though the game remains missing. As expected, licensing issues may be at play. We reached out to Bandai Namco to see what's going on. So that's
have they tried milk cartons?
Yeah. Maybe it's more of a case that some of these licenses need to be renewed, but they had to take the down the game temporarily to get it smoothed over.
I'm guessing.
Or they can put it back up.
What happened with all the Marvel properties on the end, and that's why the Deadpool game got pulled from all the digital distribution centers, and then it got brought back once the movie got, it was like, okay, the movie's happening. So they put the Deadpool game back up because it would, garner some sales from the from the release of the movie.
MXT said they should have made Superman Jewish and Batman transgendered. That would definitely be keeping up with the times, MXT.
Superman would have been very Jewish, guys.
That's true. It is funny that would make for a very bizarre movie.
Well, they probably couldn't film any of it in North Carolina though, because Batman couldn't use the bathroom there. So, it's one of those things. Dungeon Buster, I'm in my UFO. 200 grand is not that much money, guys, in the grand scheme of things. My house, I have about...
It is when you don't have it. Any amount of money is a lot when you don't have it.
Well, I don't have any money, but I do have equity in my house, which counts.
Yeah, but
I guess,
we don't.
So. Yeah, that's true.
You don't have liquid assets, but you have assets.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid assets.
I know what you're saying.
The actual term for cash.
I know. I was missing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear about your liquid ass.
Yeah, exactly. There's enough liquid ass to go around, guys. Come on, man. This is a lot of years of just fucking chipping away at mortgages and saving and shit like that. It's tough. It really is to save any type of money, especially when you're getting paid the wages that you are. You know what I mean? It's no joke when you look on the Young Turks and they're talking about, how much money matters now as opposed to back in the day, like how much less you make now, it's true. It's tough. It really is. We're all experiencing the same thing. I happen to be in an enviable position as far as my house goes, which is, I'm thankful for that.
And here comes the boasting.
Yeah, whatever. There's no boasting, man.
He's inviting you over.
Check this out. If the boat was big enough to put all you fuckers on it, I'd let you guys go too. So there you go.
Why did you call us fuckers?
Well, because I feel like it. Anyways, Project X Zone disappeared. Best guesses, licensing issues, yada, yada, yada. Moving on. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is from Destructoid. Hyperlight Drifter's Teddy Dieffenbach is joining Square Enix, as is Fez's Renard Bedard. Okay. Or Renault. Is that Renault? I don't know.
Renault Bedard?
Yeah. Right. I prefer the first pronunciation, but it was wrong. The second pronunciation was Renault. Closer. But the first pronunciation is great.
I like Renault.
Their primary name.
Yeah.
All right. Is it Renard Bedard?
All right, Eric.
These days, it's not common to hear a standard going indie story. A game developer works for a big studio X number of years, tires of the grind, and our lack of creative freedom, saves up the cash to step back away from his corporate overlord, and starts working solo in a small team or on a passion project. And that's what Teddy did when he left Disney Interactive in 2011. But it isn't often we hear about people going in the opposite direction, leaving glamorous life of indie game development to work for the man. Blog post Diefenbach announced he would be moving to Square Enix Montreal, the studio behind Hitman Go, Hitman Sniper, and Lara Croft Go. And he'll be joined by Renaud Bedard, who's worked on Fez and Below, which is not out yet. But apparently it's gone under a lot of changes because it was originally going to be a sprite-based cute 8-bit type setup, and now it looks more 16-bit.
I didn't know Renaud Bedard worked on Fez. That's cool.
Yeah, I think he was like.
What did you guys think of Hyperlight Drifter?
I didn't get a chance to check it out. Yeah,
I'm not playing it until I took PS4 as my platform, so it's not coming until like June or something.
I tried the PC version. The problem that I have with it is that it runs, because it's done in the Game Maker Studio or whatever it's called, it runs at 30 frames per second. And the game is too timing intensive, because combat is extremely difficult. You can get overwhelmed very, very quickly. But it's very timing intensive, and the 30 frames per second really messes with you.
So you're saying it should be a 60 frame per second type
game? Yeah. Particularly since it's a 2D game, and traditionally 2D games run at 60 frames per second because that's what we're used to dealing with them with. And it really hinders it. I think it makes it feel clunky. The controls feel clunkier than they should, and it's not quite tight enough. Yeah. I was like, I'm hoping that the console versions, maybe they'll do because apparently 30 frames per second is a limitation of the engine they used.
I wonder if mods could fix that somehow.
I don't know. I don't mind developers doing this. We all got to eat, right? I mean, shit. If you're not getting enough money doing the indie thing, you got to make money somehow. So, go for it, dudes. Make a lot of money, and maybe you can again venture out later on, I mean, these guys are obviously pretty talented.
Anyways, it says support for last month's Hyperlight Drifter should not be significantly affected, and he's implementing cooperative play, which I think is live now. But, and they also promised console ports are still being worked on by others.
Mm-hmm. I will say, Hyperlight Drifter, it feels very much, just in terms of, the challenge of it and just how obtuse a lot of it is, because there's basically no in-game... Well, there's no in-game text, really, other than a couple of very basic bits of tutorial stuff. And it feels very Dark Souls-y.
Interesting.
It is extremely difficult, although from what I understand, the story that's hinted there is literally just hints, because there's no lore or anything to it. And if what I read is accurate, they actually didn't write much of a story. They just came up with cool ideas and spliced them together without any real regard for how it all fits. So there's no meta narrative to it.
I kind of like some mystery to my games. You know what I mean? MXC says the last time Frank was on a boat like that, it was called an ark, and the captain's name was Noah. You are exiled, MXT. So there you go. All right, let's move on.
But the real secret there is that Frank was the platypus.
Oh, son of a bitch. Let's move on to the next story, Breakman.
Watch out, or Frank will get you with his venomous spurs.
Son of a bitch, man. Jesus Christ. All right.
Withex gave birth to their kids. She did not give birth to her kids. She laid eggs.
No, they're both planets. No, they were immaculate conception, both of them, man. All right, Breakman, let's move on.
Yeah, right. Like, anybody believes Wifix is a virgin. coming to us live from NIS bringing Tuhu to PS4 and Steam. I don't care what it's called. I'm going with Tuhu. Tuhu Genso Rondo. Bullet Ballet, I like that title actually, Bullet Ballet, It's coming to PlayStation 4 in September, NIS America has announced. The shoot-em-up fighter game from Dojinsoft. Circle cube type, I knew it was wrong, so I wait. When I know I'm wrong, I usually wait, but I'm going with Tuhu, I don't care. Planned for release via physical and digital.
Is that like Yoo-hoo?
yes, Yoo-hoo. It is. $30 in North America and on September 6th in Europe, September 9th. In addition to standard edition, NIS is selling a $50 limited edition, which includes a hardcover art book, soundtrack CD, postcard set, a bundle of downloadable content, and of course the game. Who the hell uses postcards anymore? And what a stupid end. And it does. It's very vague as to what it doesn't say anything as far as like how many pages there are in the art book or how many tracks there are on the soundtrack disc.
The hardcover part is an added bonus, a good bonus. But and then the downloadable content's cool.
But yeah, I always appreciate downloadable content.
It looks cool. I don't know if you guys have seen the trailer for this. I'm not a big shooter guy, but it looks good. Shoot 'em up. It looks kind of cool. I don't know. I wouldn't mind playing a round or two of this, even though I probably would get frustrated and throw my controller against the wall. But
You're one of those guys, huh?
Oh, dude. I mean, come on, man. I suck at video games in general, man. I mean, the only thing I can play is like platform games.
No, I'm not talking about sucking. I'm talking about throwing controllers.
No, actually, I've never had
one of those controller breakers. Like, I have never broken a controller in anger.
Yeah.
Nor have I.
Broken them in other ways.
I don't think I have.
Well, I've broken them just from like excessive use, but never out of anger. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever broken a controller.
Oh, I have a friend who put a hole in his bedroom wall with an N64 controller.
I can remember games like when I first played Demon's Souls without like, you know, kind of knowing the style of game it was. I'm like, what the fuck? And I've gotten real upset at the game. But I never have gotten to that point where I throw a controller. I just say that for kind of context, you know, so people can understand the frustration. Let's move on. Mug, I'm not skipping you. I'm just going to do the next one because Gamatsu, for whatever reason, fucking automatically starts playing commercials on my end here. So I'm just going to go.
I kind of zoned out, but did we skip the Darkrai event?
No, I'm going to that right now. Coming to us from Destructoid. PSA, grab Darkrai today by way of Pokemon's mythical distribution event at GameStop. Sadly, after the month of Jirakai, I think that's how you say it, Darkrai is poised to take over as the mythological Pokemon distribution event. It'll be available from May the 1st to the 24th. Sadly, it's another GameStop joint, just like Mew was a few months ago. So just go in, grab a code, and you're good. If you do,
well, the only reason it is at GameStop is because from now until whenever the promotion ends for Zygarde, you can get Zygarde through the mystery gift option. Yeah. So I guess they want to keep that on the mystery gift as long as they possibly can. So I guess all the other ones are going to be at GameStop.
But I agree with the author. Just go in, get your code, and get the fuck out of that piece of shit store.
Yeah. Do you want? What are you looking for? I want a code. I'm not buying anything.
I want a code. I'm out of here. You know what? Speaking of, I actually have to go into Evil G and renew my subscription to Game Informer. MXT says
it's kind of cool that the GameStop,
you just do that through Game Informer online or something.
I know. I wish you could. You can't. You have to fucking go in.
The GameStop by me, the manager of it, used to be my employee.
Oh,
many years ago. So that gives me kind of a reason to actually go into GameStop.
Yeah, no. If you have somebody that you know there, that's a different thing. MXT says, have you been watching Fear the Walking Dead? I actually have. I really like the beginning episode.
You know what?
Is that kind of like the Deep Space Nine of The Walking Dead or something?
It's interesting. Let's just put it that way. It's not Walking Dead. It's completely different, but the premise is the same. A bunch of people trying to stay alive. You know, that's.
I have been enjoying this season of Fear the Walking Dead more than I enjoyed last season of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I got to watch the last episode and a half. I've got other, like, I want to finish Daredevil. Daredevil looks pretty good. I just finished, what the hell did I just finish? Oh, I finished, and I'll be talking about it later, a series called Damien, based on The Omen. Yeah.
There's so many superhero series in their last couple episodes right now. Once all those shows are over with, I'm going to go back and watch a second season of Daredevil and
Jessica Jones. Good. And that I saw stuff. The first couple of eps of Punisher or Daredevil, and it's pretty good too. It's got Punisher in it. And I like, speaking of Walking Dead, Barenthal.
And they announced he's getting his own series too.
Yep, they did, which is cool too. All right, let's move on, Mug.
All right. Coming to us live from Gematsu, Mega Dimension Neptunia 7 is coming to PC via Steam this summer. The game initially launched for PlayStation 4 in February, includes all the features of the original release, including new characters, three worlds to save, and three stories to play, a new transformation mode, an updated battle system, and a new dungeon minigame. The PC version also adds options to run the game at 60 frames per second, to use the original Japanese voiceovers, and will feature bundles of the original downloadable content to purchase. Signups are now available for a closed beta that will run from May 9th to May 30th.
I'm not going to be a beta tester. But
yeah, I know.
I hope the 60 frames per second means that the entire game runs at 60 frames per second, because the PS4 version does run at 60 frames, but there are some points in the game where it dips. So I wonder if it's really more consistent this time.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. I don't have my article up, guys. Like, does that stupid shit with the sound, but there you go. Is there anything else on that, Mug, or is that pretty much it?
Nah, that's pretty much it.
There's a bullet point thing. It says apparently the year in game industry is 2015, which is when the game came. Well, yeah, I think it came out last year. That's right.
Hmm. All right, Eric, let's move on to the next story, please.
The next story is Silicon Era, and Persona 5 has a release date in Japan of September 15th, 2016. No US date release at this point in time, but if it does come out this year, I'd suspect it'd be November.
Yeah, I'm sure it's definitely coming over here.
Anyways, if you want to nab it for either the PS3 or the PS4, it's going to cost you 8,800 yen plus tax.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Frank, you cut out.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I thought you left. I mean, oh darn, I thought you got cut off, Frank. Yeah. It's good news, you're here.
Yeah, I'm here. Sons of bitches. I'm wondering, are they going to do a PS3 version here? I don't see any reason why not.
I think so, because Atlas knows there's money to still be made on PS3 in the U.S., unlike some other companies.
Yeah. So there you go, Persona 5. That's pretty exciting. I like the Persona series quite a bit. I remember when there was a big controversy with what was it? Persona 3, I believe, was the big one. But we'll be talking. Hopefully, we'll have enough time to talk about controversy in video games later on. All right, next story break, please.
Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Wait, did we do the Persona 5 story?
Yeah, yes. Next story after that, man.
But this is also okay, Silver.
Yeah.
Yes. Grasshopper manufactures the Silver Case is being released worldwide. I don't know why I had that one loaded up. I was sitting there like, I think we read this one. Why do I have this?
Nope.
Grasshopper manufactures the Silver Case will be released internationally for Windows PCs through Playathem. That sounds naughty. The point-and-click text adventure is set in the 24 districts and follows characters as they investigate a series of murders. That doesn't sound as naughty. The Silver Case has two scenarios, both focused on finding the culprit behind chain of murders that mimic ones committed by Kamui Uehara years ago. And yes, it says the culprit behind chain of murders. I did not make that up. However, God, Jesus. Kamui was supposed to be locked away. In Transmitter, people are following detective investigators, investigating the murders and going through cases. Placebo looks at...
Yes, continue.
Those are the names of the scenarios.
Okay. Placebo looks at similar inquiry, only as a writer goes over the information. I can't believe they call it Placebo. Many improvements are coming to the Silver Case. It will run. I know that means more things than just that, but when you think of Placebo, you think of – come on.
I think of homeopathy.
Yeah, me too.
It will run a new game engine with improved graphics. You can move some text boxes and images windows as you'd like on the screen. You can move some text boxes and images windows as you'd like on the screen. That's a sentence.
Yeah.
I'm not making this shit up, people.
God damn it.
I didn't read that wrong. That's the way it was. Some of the game's puzzles will be altered, since it wouldn't be possible for some text-based ones to be correspond with English characters. I can't read the rest.
That's so bad, man.
You'll need to be altered.
The sentence seriously is, some of the game's puzzles will be altered, since it won't be possible for some text-based ones to correspond with English characters.
Yeah.
I will fix all your errors.
Right. Yeah. Hire him as your editor, please.
Anybody.
I get what he's saying. Some stuff is designed around like Japanese characters and stuff that doesn't translate.
Yeah, but the writing needs to be better on
Silicon Air. Oh, yeah, Air absolutely. Like, Silicon Air's writing is like they need editors.
Yeah.
Or that they need proof. Not so much editors as proofreaders.
Proofreaders and editors. They do need an editor.
Which is, that's the glorified title. Editor is basically. It's a glorified title.
Yeah.
I mean, they choose what's going to be on what's going to be written about and
how it's going to be written.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pretty much. They are just a proofreader.
It's funny because Silicon Air is one of the bigger ones out there. You would think they would have a little bit of money to, you know, do those type of things, but whatever.
Yeah, I saw one story where they said something was going on sell, S-E-L-L.
On
sell. On sell. And as I responded to that,
Dragon Ball Z.
Do you guys not proofread anything you post?
I know. All right, let's move on to the last story of the day. I'll go ahead and do this.
I mean, I'll notice mistakes I made in my reviews on Totally GN, and I'll have them fix them later, but at least they get fixed.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the last story, guys. What this comes to us from, our everybody's favorite, Silicone Ra. What do the Wahoo people in Dark Cloud want in RPG Magatama earrings? What do strange dark cloud and a mysterious people mean for the peaceful coexistence of humans and monsters in turn-based RPG Magatama earrings?
A shit ton of fuck.
Yeah.
What the hell did you just say?
Dude, Magatama, I don't know if you
may have seen them. Magatama are these ritual things. I think they're Shinto, but they're these comma-shaped gemstones. And they're a very Japanese thing.
Okay.
Magatamas are... They also are used in Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
They're used in everything. I mean, they're very commonplace in Japanese stuff.
The developer...
It's not a word that translates.
The developer does not explain much of the game on its Steam Greenlight page, only stating that it will be turn-based and take 5 to 7 hours to complete. So it's like a mini RPG.
And it looks very Pokemon-like.
Yeah, it does feature several images of the game's cute monster and character designs. I'm not a big fan the way that it looks. I don't know what they're going for here, but I don't know. The game might be fun.
The combat looks very like old school Dragon Quest, and which is awful.
The name of the land is called Yo-Hoo.
Yeah.
Your face is awful, Mug. I don't know.
My face is beautiful in every way.
Oh God, in your own mind, man. That's it for the news this week, guys. Thankfully, not a lot of news, so that's good. Any homie discounts? I don't see any there, Eric, unless you have something or anybody else has anything. Twitter questions, break. Anything from Twitter?
Let's see here. Freak5 Chaos.
Yes. My mortal enemy.
What?
My mortal enemy.
So, last week, Frank's... Jesus Christ.
Last week, Frank5Chaos.
I missed one. The reason at Frank Branches doesn't have to clean the glory hole is because he swallows, says Freak5Chaos.
Oh, boy.
And the one I was just trying to read said, so last week at Frank Branches, Sweeto was telling someone to get off his lawn and having a cop enforce it.
You know what? Don't blame that on me. That was Whippix, man. Come on.
That's funny.
Let's give credit where credit is due.
We're giving credit to Freak5 Chaos.
I do have a homie discount that I remembered.
Okay, hang on, Eric. Let's get through this first, man. Go ahead.
No editing required if you talk about Civil War last. Do your plugs say the show is over except for Civil War spoilers? Which, and when he's talking about this last week, we talked about how to do like a spoiler part, like we should like cut it out or something. I kind of like his idea. Like we do that after the plugs. That way we can tell people if you don't want to hear the spoilers, you know, this is where you turn the show off. For the people who want to talk about the spoilers, here you go.
Yeah, but he knows as much as I do. That doesn't work because we'll use other time talking free-for-all or whatever. So we'll try to make it spoiler-free.
Well, it could be done if one were to exercise a little bit of discipline.
Yeah, we're not disciplined on this show at all. So that's not going to happen.
Whose fault is that?
Yours, Mike. It's yours. It's your
fault. I don't know. You guys were already undisciplined before I ever showed up.
Well, that's true, but we are even more undisciplined now. Now that you're on the show, man. All right,
the only one here.
But there's more harmony now, especially when harmonica's involved.
Harmony, get out of here, Breakman. What else, Breakman? What else we got?
And one last thing from Freak Five Chaos, and wouldn't you know?
Did someone say?
Oh, exiled. You're lucky Skype isn't up, man. I would have hung up on your ass. You got lucky with it.
You would, because you have you can't resist. You rather you cannot handle the awesomeness that is the harmonica.
I just hung up on Mug. I can't take it. He'll call back. So what else we got from
We have a would you rather, and I'm gonna wait till he comes back.
Oh,
so
okay.
Thanks for kicking him, Frank.
What happened there, Mug? I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
there,
you know, I heard you say, I just hung up on click.
What?
I don't understand. I heard you say it.
I don't understand that. All right.
I have a would you rather. You guys ready for this
I'm ready for this one. This is, God.
Would you rather have sex with a...
I would rather not hear this.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right. Would you rather have sex with a quadruple amputee or a little person?
That's not a bad one.
With a quadruple amputee.
What?
Spin around. Quadruple amputee.
Wow, that was an awful mug. No offense to any
quadruple. Only take on the helicopter.
Yeah.
It depends on how drunk I was at the bar. You know, because I would be there probably with Mrs. Breakman, who would not be happy about me having sex with somebody other than her.
No repercussions, so. Man. That's what he's talking about, Break. So maybe somebody that you're Mrs. Breakman is attracted to. I would say a little person.
It depends. It just depends, like, I'm at the bar and, like, hey, like, which one of you two find more attractive? Let me see. What can you two do?
Yeah.
Tell me what your skills are.
Little person.
How do you
for
compensate?
Sure.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry, little, that was an insult. My bad.
Little person.
Don't,
for
no,
sure.
No, no. Now they're both walking away. Fuck. I guess I don't do either one of them.
You just screwed yourself.
Yeah, I know. What the hell?
I got to go with the little person. Yeah. I don't think there'd be any weirdness in that, to be honest. I've been with many a petite woman, so, you know. What about you, Eric?
About what?
Oh, my goodness. What about you, Mug?
I kind of don't want to answer his question.
You don't have to answer.
The would you rather? I already gave my answer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
the quadruple.
He wanted to spin it around.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember that very, 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 yeah, very much so.
All right.
And I'm sure he's going to spank it to it later. It's like, that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
The thing is, I only played dumb because I read his question before and I didn't want to answer it then.
All right, Eric. Your homie discount, man.
My homie discount is on Humble Bundle. It's called the Friends of Nintendo Bundle. And for only paying a dollar or more, the most you could pay for is like $13. But if a dollar will get you Retro City Rampage DX for the 3DS, Affordable Space Adventure for the Wii U, and Shantae and the Pirate's Curse for the Wii U and the 3DS. I don't know if you get to pick or they give you codes for both games, but that sounds cool. But if you pay more than the average of $9.78, then you can also get Freedom Planet for Wii U, Rhythm Thief and the Emperor's Treasure for 3DS, Citizens of Earth for the Wii U and the 3DS, a Retro City Rampage DX Nintendo 3DS menu theme, Swords and Soldiers 2 for the Wii U, Man Assault X or EX for 3DS, and Runbo for the Wii U. But if you pay $13 or more, you can also get Super Street Fighter 4 3D Edition and Darksiders 2 for the Wii U.
That's not a bad deal at all, man.
Street Fighter and Darksiders don't appeal to me since I have Darksiders 2 on the Wii U and Super Street Fighter 3D Edition's already obsolete anyway.
It still looks really pretty on the 3DS, though, Eric. This is not a bad deal at all. I'd pay the $13 if I had it. I'm poor right now, but I would do that. That's a good deal.
Oh, but what about all that? What about all those assets you have?
I'm tempted to.
Yeah, I'm not taking out a mortgage for this.
I'm tempted to get to the $9.79 one to get all those other games.
Yeah,
so.
Mug, did you hear me? I'm not taking out a second mortgage for these games.
And I'd give the codes to the games that I already have to people who might want them.
It'd be pretty tempting, though, to be honest.
So once you take the first mortgage out on the PlayStation 4,
yeah, exactly. Practically, man, like. Like, if I could, like, take... I have very little debt. I have some credit card debt, but if I took all that debt, I would be tempted to take an extra grand to get the Xbox One and the PlayStation 3 and a couple games, for sure. Or PlayStation 4. Yeah, for sure. All right, let's move on. What have you been playing? Break, it looks like you've been playing Phallic 5.
Yes, I noticed that. I assumed you were the one who wrote it, but since you seem so happy about saying it, I'm on the sure now.
I didn't write it, man. Don't blame me.
Yeah, I also noticed that when I, like, looking at it, when I was going to edit and put in my stuff for this week, I said, you know, I played the Neo Alpha last week, and it said, you know, Neo Alpha Dildo instead of Demo, which is what I originally wrote. Right. And now we have Salty Balls in Sanctuary instead of Salt in Sanctuary because Frank is an asshole.
I know. Like, why are you blaming Frank? Like, I don't know why you're blaming Frank.
Because I can totally see the cursor. He's the one changing it.
What are you talking about?
We can totally see he's the one changing it with his cursor. Why are you blaming him?
I don't understand what you guys are saying. Now, I am not at fault for the Phallic 5 break. That's either you or Mug. So, you know.
Eric, see, I'm the blame for goalkeeper. Eric put goalkeeper on there.
Eric is a saint.
Okay, the people in chat and who are listening can't read what is being wrote here, but Frank and Maury are currently fighting over what games Frank's
apparently been playing Big Boo Adventures 27 and Marvel Puzzle Fuck.
Yeah.
What was the first game he was playing?
He was playing Glory Hole Adventures 27.
Glory Hole Adventures. Wow.
He tried to salvage things by changing to Big Boob. While we know he is a big boob, that's not what he's been playing.
Oh man. You guys are something else. Phallic 5.
There's an enemy in Earthbound called Ranboob.
Ranboob.
Random boob.
That'd be cool.
No, just Ranboob.
Hey, you were attacked by Random Boob.
He's actually a playing creature, so it's kind of weird why it's called Random Boob.
Yeah. All right, so what else have you been playing, Brig?
I've been playing Final Fantasy. Not much is new. There have been a lot of updates, but you know, as far as me playing it, I still can't get to, like, higher level battles because I suck, pretty much.
Yeah, well,
And then Halo. Every time, you know, we're talking about, like, or I was talking about DLC and spending money, and I haven't spent a drop of a dollar as far as DLC on Halo. What they do is they offer you these random rec packs. You can get them for free, or you can spend money on them. Well, the last several packs I've gotten have all been, like, customization stuff, like emblems and armor and shit, not weapons or vehicles. Why would I spend cash when I'm getting shit? Like, I'd want the vehicles and the weapons. So yeah. The random loot system. I used to like it more than I do now. Because actually, come to think of it, that'll happen to me on Goalkeeper too. To get better weapons, the best weapons, you have to do the loot system. Loot system is completely random, and it usually takes me about a month to get enough material to do it.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes I'll get absolutely nothing, and it feels like I spent a month wasting my time, which sucks. And then sometimes, like I did the other day, I'll get like three weapons and I'm like, whoa, holy shit, this is Christmas. But then I know next time I'm going to get shit.
Oh, man, Mug, you're something else, dude. Is that all you've been playing, Dick?
I don't even know what he's been trying to add to my list because I keep, like, deleting it as he's typing.
And I keep deleting your shit too, man.
Yeah. Just the whole random loot system, like, I don't know. There needs to be some work to it. I like it, but it's starting to lose its luster.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing more Regigant, or Gigant. I don't know how it's pronounced because I'm just going to go with the way the Japanese character has been saying, so Gigant. Wow, Bollocker Chronicles, man.
You've been playing Bollocker Chronicles too.
No, I've been playing Valkyria. I've been playing Valkyria Chronicles Remastered, and I'll hopefully have a review up on Tuesday. And I've never played it before, actually, despite having the PS3 and the PC versions. But one thing I did notice is that the game does noticeably look better on the PS4 than it does on the PC, because I think they actually took time with the port to PS4 because it's actually made by the original Japanese team, or at least a Japanese team that knows what they're doing. But I think the one on PC was just a quick and dirty port, and it doesn't have up-res textures. But there are HD mods that you can get out, or texture packs that you can get out to make the game look better, but I think even then it still performs better on the PS4. But other than that, it has trophies which are hard as hell to get. They're not simple ones like just beat a mission. Like, you have to do a lot of hard stuff to get them.
Yeah.
If you're really into trophy hunting, that is. But I'm liking it, and like I said, just be on the lookout. It's going to be on totallygn.com.
Yeah.
And if you guys are done with the typing, all these terrible things, then we can move on to Stankos.
I still haven't said what I'm playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
We haven't gotten to Ball Liquor Chronicles by Mug. Go ahead, Mug. Salty Balls and what else?
Yeah, I've been playing Bloodborne. I've gotten two of the endings. There's a third one that I'm about to get, and I'm trying to get that tonight. And I also decided to grab Salt and Sanctuary on the PS4, and I've been playing around with that. And it's basically Dark Souls meets Castlevania Symphony of the Night, and I'm actually pretty pleased with it.
Yeah.
It's a nice little Metroidvania with, you know, the high Dark Souls style high difficulty curve.
Yeah. All right. Is that it, Mug?
Yeah, that's all I've been playing.
Except for
I've logged about 60 hours on Bloodborne. So
yeah, that's a lot of hours, man. It's a good game, from what I hear, though. I wish I could play it.
It's very good.
I've been playing a little bit of MPQ. I'm really gonna try to finish Wolf Among Us. But that's every time I go to play that game, something comes up and I can't play it.
Wolf.
Yeah.
It's Wolf. See. Wolf and get it. Both.
Get out of here, man. all right, let's move on to Stinkos. Eric, you have kind of a odd Stinko this week, man.
Yeah. anyways, my bill from back in March, I couldn't pay before because of financial issues. That's okay, because I eventually tried to get it fixed. But something else happened, and then it bounced again, because apparently my electric bill for April came up. And despite the notice telling me that there was an error there and me calling them to notify them, reoccurring payment hadn't adjusted that. So the payment went through, and the payment I was supposed to make for my rent didn't go through because of that. So I had to call them again and try to get it fixed. So now I have to pay for both. They just sent me a new statement for this month, so I'm just paying last month's rent plus this month's.
Yeah, that really sucks, dude. I hope they get your money back in a timely fashion. If I had extra money, dude, I'd send it your way just to get you through. But yeah, I don't. anytime that you have a gap in employment, it kind of screws you up. Really sucks. But
so when do you get paid? Do you get paid by like every 2 weeks, like
yeah,
I do?
Yeah,
do
every 2 weeks, man, and I haven't gotten my first check yet. It's not even going to be that big. They hired me on as part-time, which I prefer because Wifix needs my help big time. She's, you know, she's got some issues. She's, for lack of a better word, disabled. So, you know, got to be able to help her out. So
she went through surgery, right?
Well, she's had several surgeries, but she's got fibromyalgia and some other junk. It's something called CBS, which is pretty devastating, man. It's a stomach condition akin to like Crohn's disease is the best way that I can put it. And it causes her hell. So that's why she had to quit working her job of 8 years at a bank. So we're dealing with that right now. So you know, it's just a matter of getting the right meds and getting her on the right track. But, you know, that part's tough. So, there you are. Breakman, what's your stinko, bud?
I have a couple. Since one isn't as serious as the other, I will go ahead with the first one, which isn't as serious. I want to talk a little bit about baseball for a second. Baseball is a sport that's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It's hard to break records in baseball.
Yes.
Don't you think, Frank?
Out of all the sports, I would say baseball records are the hardest for sure. No question.
Well, the Cincinnati Reds have decided they wanted to break a record this year. Longest streak of the bullpen giving up hits.
Oh, jeez.
Not the kind of record you want to freaking break. God damn it.
Yeah, they did. The thing about it is the Reds did a good job against the fucking Rockies. Probably the only series they did good this year, man. Sucks.
Oh, man. They got destroyed by the Cubs. Like, oh. They had that one really good game against them, but the other two games weren't even close.
Yeah.
But the problem is a lot of the games they have played this year have been good. Like, for the first 6-7 innings, like, the offense has been – you know, enough to win the game. And then in the last couple innings, when the game should be, you know, be putting it away, all of a sudden these guys just give it up, just one after another. It doesn't matter who they've put in. Like, they've gotten it. The streak, I believe, is ongoing. I need to double check that, but I think the streak is still going, which is terrible news for me as a Reds fan. Okay, so that one over with. Let's go with the more serious one, the one that just kind of really pisses me off. The FDA, they can go fuck themselves. This week, I believe I made this my stinko sometime earlier in the year. They were talking about regulating e-cigarettes just like a regular cigarette. Well, they've gone ahead and went with that. That is now the FDA rule, and e-cigarettes and other tobacco products like premium cigars and hookahs will be regulated in the same way government regulates – oh, goddamn, stupid fucking ads popped up. Sorry about that. Regulates traditional cigarettes and smokeless tobacco. So they're going to basically treat e-cigarettes exactly as cigarettes without doing any actual true testing to them.
Yeah.
Or doing really, really good research. I mean, this is coming to us from CNN. The rule broadens the definition of tobacco products to include e-cigarettes, hookahs, pipe tobacco, premium cigars, little cigars, and other products. And according to FDA, this is a milestone in consumer protection. Going forward, FDA will be able to review new tobacco products not yet on the market, help prevent misleading claims by tobacco product manufacturers, evaluate the ingredients of tobacco products and how they are made, and communicate the potential risks of tobacco products, which doesn't sound bad, but this is the FDA. This is spin.
You know what this
new
is?
Rule, yeah. Well, let me keep reading. The new rule will not go into effect immediately since companies will need time to apply. FDA held 3 public workshops to gather information about the devices and the potential impact on public health. The public comment period closed on July 2nd, at which point the agency began a review of approximately 130 comments. I guess that was 2015. The purpose of these workshops was to figure out what the risk of e-cigarettes are when used properly and how many chemicals and nicotine are inhaled when someone uses them. The FDA also wanted to know about any potential health benefit. Some studies have showed that using e-cigarettes would be a good way, and I actually know this for a fact because I know people, would be a good way to help a person quit smoking.
Yeah,
I have a neighbor who has completely given up cigarettes in favor of vaping.
One thing. To be fair, that is the very definition of an anecdote.
Yeah.
I know. That's my, like I said, my personal experience. In 2014, you're right. I know you're right, 100%. I'm not disagreeing. In 2014, the Royal College of Physicians published a statement that suggested they were an effective and affordable alternative to conventional cigarettes that could, quote unquote, make harm reduction a reality for smokers. The American Lung Association heralded the news as a long-awaited step to protect public health. At last, the Food and Drug Administration will have public authority to make science-based decisions that will protect our nation's youth and the public health from all tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, cigars, and hookahs. E-cigarettes use among adults has gone up about 12.6%, according to Centers for Disease Control. Data from 2014. Among adults who tried to quit smoking that year, more than half had tried e-cigarettes as an alternative, and more than 20% started using them. Only a little more than 3% of those people had never smoked, tried them, but what has troubled public health leaders is news that people between the ages of 18 and 24 had the highest number of new users. With the new regulations, people under the age of 18 won't be able to buy these products. Right, because kids couldn't buy cigarettes before or beer. Like, that just really, come on. Research has showed that e-cigarettes have become a problem for children. This year, the CDC found that e-cigarette use has tripled among teens in just 1 year, and making it against the law isn't going to stop it because, like I said, cigarettes and beer aren't legal.
No, they can expect that number. Yeah, they can expect that.
And recent research found that teens who use them were more than three times as likely to smoke traditional cigarettes a year later. It's a phenomenon CDC director Dr. Tom Friedman characterizes as deeply troubling.
Yeah.
The American Academic of Pediatrics also said it welcomed the rule. Today's action marks a historic step toward forward. I hate when they use "and" with a historic, and I prefer a historic.
Yeah.
Step toward. I know either way is proper, but I prefer ahistoric.
And historic is more proper.
Yeah.
I don't care. I prefer ahistoric. Step forward in helping it to alleviate the threat of lifelong nicotine addiction for our youth. The product will also have come in child-resistant packaging in 2014, blah, blah, blah. E-cigarettes come in kid-friendly flavors like gummy bears. Yeah, we all know that. I'm just kind of skipping ahead because this is a long article. The FDA made its first big move to regulate e-cigarettes in 2009. And after the study, the FDA banned the sale of e-cigarettes. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped a little ahead there. When an FDA test on a small number of e-cigarette samples found detectable levels of known carcinogens and toxic chemicals to which users could potentially be exposed, which we were talking about anecdotal evidence a moment ago. Diethylene glycol was found in one
cartridge. Diethylene glycol.
Thank you. At 1%, an ingredient used in antifreeze. It can be toxic to humans in large quantities.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything can be toxic to humans in large quantities, including water.
Right. Literally everything is toxic in large enough quantities. But I think
exactly.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I understand. I don't think it's inherently a bad idea to regulate them, but I do think they're overstepping their authority.
I agree with that, but you know what this is in response to, right? It has nothing to do with tobacco. It actually has to do with the marijuana industry because you can use a lot of these e-cig type products to vape, not flower, but what they call dabbing. With
dabs.
Wax and shatter and, you know, oils and stuff like that. That's what this is aimed at.
I was going to read something in this article, but I realized it's not actually written in here. But there's something I wanted to add, that this new regulation is going to basically – it's going to put a lot of these vapes and e-cigarette companies out of business because they're going to regulate each flavor independently, which is just something that a lot of these companies aren't going to be able to afford.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, a lot of these places, they mix up their own flavors, and you know, it's that's not going to be a practical reality.
And it's not mentioned in this article, which irritates me because that's something I wanted to point out. This is something that's gonna directly affect a lot of small businesses.
Yeah, not only that, it's gonna create a black market for this stuff. I can see that.
Oh, right, right. Now. We already know
immediately
that.
As soon as you ban something, there's a there's an immediate. There's an immediate black market. The problem is going to be that it is you make it harder to get, and while I don't think anybody's claiming that that it's 100% safe. It's completely harmless. It's not completely harmless. You're still inhaling particulate matter into your lungs that shouldn't be there. It is demonstrably safer than tobacco.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that. So to regulate it the same way, it shouldn't be regulated the same way. You're right. I think it's more of an overstepping of boundaries. But you know what this does? This sets them up for when pot goes legal federally, then they have everything in place, really.
The tobacco manufacturers have had, like Marlboro and them, they've had the mechanisms in place for the moment the federal government says, okay, recreational marijuana is legal. Okay, we just have to do a quick switch and we've got a manufacturing plant, ready to go.
Yeah, they're going to find out, though. It's a lot harder to take care of marijuana plants than it is tobacco. Tobacco just grows like wildfire. It's not the case.
Well, the thing is, I mean, it really depends on what, on what you're doing with it, because, it's marijuana can grow pretty much anywhere. You have to, if you're doing specific strains, like, you have to cultivate it in certain ways. But I mean, ways will be found, because as soon as it's legal, then people will be able to do, like, extra researching, like legal research into developing more, more resilient strains.
Well, there's no doubt about that.
The problem with this regulation is they've done minimal research on it.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, here it is, let's regulate. I think a lot of it is not even so much to do with marijuana.
Yes. Hang on, I think a lot of it is not so much to do with marijuana as it is to do with the tobacco companies, because the rise in popularity of e-cigs is cutting into the tobacco industry's profits.
Oh, no question.
You're correct about that, but it's not just about marijuana or tobacco. And when I say drugs, I mean anything that people consider drugs. I forgot what I was saying. The overregulation of them.
Nah.
Well,
any chance that the government gets its hand in something, they'll do it. So that's the main point. Break.
I know what I wanted to say. The overregulation of them.
Yeah.
Is based on a lot of old facts and a lot of old research. A lot of the research that's done now on so-called illegal drugs is limited because it's legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Research on it is limited, which makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was the thing. That was one of the things about, since marijuana was this, what's this, Schedule I substance. And because of that, it's illegal to perform any kind of scientific, testing on it.
Not in Colorado anymore, man. I've seen some of the studies that have come out about CBD and,
But that's one of the things that essentially they were that's one of the things they really pushed for. But yeah. I mean, I think that legalization will probably happen with nationwide legalization is most likely going to happen within the next 15 years.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going that way. But the southern states, man, God, they're so resistant. And I just don't get it, man. I don't understand.
Well, like, it's been demonized for like 70 years, 80 years. I mean, socially, it's been demonized so thoroughly for 60, 70, 80 years. I mean, you've had two generations where it's been drilled into your head. Like, this stuff is dangerous. This stuff is bad. Yeah. This stuff makes you a loser.
What's funny is I was talking to Wivix about this, and I was saying this. I mean, not that I was alive in the Prohibition days, but everything I've read about Prohibition, it just reminds me so much of that. It's going to take, like you said, Mug, a couple generations for it to really catch hold and just be like going to a fucking liquor store to get beer or something.
Excuse me.
I would like to say I don't know who you think you're fooling, Frank. We all know you lived through Prohibition.
Son of a bitch. We've
seen pictures of you on the front line fighting it, Frank. It's okay. Not to know.
What do you think of the conspiracy theory that Nixon came up with the war on drugs is to fight against black people?
I think
that's not actually true, because the war of drugs actually did he kicked it into high gear, but he wasn't the one who came up with the idea of the war on drugs.
No, that it actually came, I believe, the president before Nixon. I think who was it? Ford that started that whole deal, but. Mm-hmm.
Ford was also a notorious racist, so it's entirely plausible.
That might be true. And then Nixon kind of kicked it in the high gear, but then the Reagans super started it.
I think at this point we can call the war on drugs an absolute failure.
It's been an absolute failure since the beginning.
Well, I'm saying
this is beyond a failure. This is it's one of the greatest flubs in human history. Yeah.
It's one of the biggest money pits we've ever done.
The money that's been wasted for sure. All right, we need to move on.
What you're doing now, when I was talking about teenagers still getting cigarettes and e-cigarettes, now you're making those teenagers criminals.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
They're still going to find ways to get it, but now you're making them find underhanded ways to get it.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, prohibition all over again, man.
Prohibition doesn't work. No. You idiots need to stop being fucking morons.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says, Frank secretly emptied Al Capone's vault in the 30s, leaving nothing for Geraldo Rivera years later. That's true, man. All right, let's move on. Mug, I'm going to kind of, go along with your, because we have the same Stinko. I don't know if anybody knows, but it's pretty much a done deal. Donald Trump is going to get that the Republican presidential nominee.
The funny thing is, the GOP is desperately trying to find, because the thing is, just by virtue of winning the popular vote in the primaries, it's not guaranteed. The GOP does not actually have to give him the nomination.
Oh, if they don't, can you imagine the chaos would ensue after that?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be. I mean, this is. You know, no matter what happens, you know, this is an historic election, and it'll be the kind of thing they study in civics class, you know, in 30, 40, 50 years.
There's something going on in this election that I've never heard of before. I've always heard of one like pissed off group of a party saying, well, we're just going to go start our own party. I've never heard it from both sides before.
No, what I'm also seeing now, you're seeing a lot of Republicans who are like, you know, who were backing Cruz, were like, we really don't like Trump. Who can we support? And it's like, a lot of Republicans are actually starting to gravitate towards Bernie because they're like, they hate Hillary.
I heard that they wanted to put Joe Biden on the ballot instead.
If Hillary gets indicted, the Democratic Party is going to put Joe Biden there.
There's no way Hillary's going to get indicted.
But she probably won't.
There's going to be only so much the FBI can do. At one point, they're going to have to go back to their bosses, and their bosses report to the federal government.
Look,
FBI can't actually file the charges.
I'm calling it right now.
The Obama administration's going to say this isn't enough evidence, no matter how much evidence there is or isn't.
Mm. I'm calling
it
right now.
There's going to never be an indictment.
Like O.J. Simpson.
Wow. Yeah, I'm calling it right now. There is no way that, as it stands now, I do not believe the Republican Party will be that dumb that they will years and years of tradition of, you know, how they set it up. They're the ones that set it up that way, where if you got 1237 delegates – that they would be, you know, that's their nominee. So there's no way that they are not going to back Donald
Trump. I don't
know,
man. They're desperate.
Well, they can be desperate all they want, but it's just not going to happen, man. They're just not going to do it. Plus, here's something else that is going to happen. If that does end up happening, Trump is still going to get that nomination because the guy has, like, never-ending pockets. So if they want a legal battle,
he really doesn't. He's not nearly as rich as people think he is.
He's not spending as much money as
and the thing is, even the thing is, Trump actually doesn't get a say in whether or not he gets the nomination. That's up to the GOP. You know,
yeah, but they're gonna avoid all the chaos that would ensue. Trust me on this, Mug. Like I've thought about this from every angle. Donald Trump does have money. He is a billionaire, right? Whether or not
I just retweeted something from CNN. Former Kansas senator and 1996 Republican nominee Bob Dole endorses Trump.
Ugh. But what
Wait,
I'm
he's
saying,
still alive?
Yeah. Surprisingly.
I do know this. He has deep enough pockets and his ego is way too big to not get this nomination, man. He will be the Republican nominee. There's no question in my mind it's going to be Donald Trump. I do have a slight question about Hillary, whether or not she's going to be the nominee. I'm hoping for Bernie, even though it looks kind of bleak, but you never know.
They've been talking for the last month about last couple months about a contested Republican convention, but it actually looks like the Democratic convention is going to be contested.
The Democratic convention, actually, especially if Bernie wins California and secures because there's a lot of delegates up for grabs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's one of the places that's friendliest to him and most unfriendly to Hillary. And I think that California is going to be where it's finally clinched.
Yeah.
Because if he gets it, then he will either have enough to to clinch the nomination or to make it contested.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says if he gets the 1237 by the time of the convention, he has to be the nominee by their own rules. That's absolutely true. But there is a thing called a contested convention where if you get enough...
I don't think there will be, though.
I don't think there will be either, to be honest. But if there is, if there's enough superdelegates and delegates that want to try to present a different nominee, they're going to have a legal battle to which they can't win. And also, they have
one thing I saw. Hang on, Eric. There was one thing that I saw that someone pointed out. It's like with the defeat of Cruz, we've basically seen the end of the religious rights lock, you know, like stranglehold on the GOP.
Yep.
Because now there is no clear candidate for the religious right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like he was their, you know, their last best hope for, you know, a deeply religious character, you know, president this election cycle.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's, you know, no matter what happens, you know, we're not getting a really religious president this time.
Yeah. Which is a plus in my book.
Yeah.
The more conservative and the more evangelical president is, the worse it is for everybody.
That's one of the things that pisses me off most about the Republican Party is like they don't seem to fucking understand separation of church and state.
Yeah, and I don't get it. Like it's a tenet from
they understand it. They actually think it's a bad thing. Try to dismantle it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's going to be Trump. Like I said, he does have deep pockets.
Two things that have no business in politics are religion and money.
Yeah, I agree. Which is why I like the Young Turks. Now, I'm not, you know, I lean Democratic, but I'm more of a libertarian, even though there's some things I don't. But I just think that money in politics is a super bad thing. And if you could get the money out of the politics, we'd see more people like Bernie Sanders running and winning. Which would be good, you know, that's the thing. Another thing, important thing about Bernie Sanders I saw, even if he doesn't win, it's important for him to stay in this thing all the way till the end so he can kind of get the message out. You know, that's what they were talking about on the Young Turks. Like, it's almost over. In my opinion, it's almost over for Bernie. I don't think he's going to get enough delegates. You know, Hillary's just a fucking juggernaut that we're just going to have to deal with. But I do think it's important for Bernie to get his message out, for sure. I just wish he was about maybe 10, 15 years.
I don't know if you guys have you guys noticed, like, ever since that Cruz stepped down, like, what Trump has been doing? He's, like, spouting off some surprisingly leftist, you know, leftist centrists kind of shit. I'm like, I mean, and it's really obvious that he, you know, everything he says makes it more obvious that he's just saying whatever he thinks will get him elected.
Yeah.
I know. Like he's not even trying.
Yeah, he's not even trying to be remotely consistent in his positions.
Yeah, well, that's...
Also, he really likes Mexicans, even though he really doesn't.
Yeah.
Because I'm eating a taco salad, which is not Mexican food.
Yeah, you can't tell. I mean, you can't tell what he's thinking at any given point, and that's why he's dangerous.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster says everybody knew Cruz painted himself as a self-serving asshole from his Ivy League days to when he served in Congress. He was ambitious to a fault. He led government shut down a few years ago despite some of the GOP leadership urging him not to because they knew it was a shitty idea.
I know Boehner even fought him, and you know we've criticized Boehner lots of times.
Oh, no question.
Even he thinks Cruz was like...
I still think it's funny that Kasich called him Lucifer, and the word he used was fucker.
Yeah.
I still think it's funny that Kasich ran for presidency.
I think it's funny too. He actually probably, as weird as this sounds,
I'm actually disappointed he's out of the race. That means he's going to come back here and fuck with our state now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you look at Kasich's policies, he's not a good person.
Was out. Well,
to be fair to him.
State. Right, yeah. Right, Eric.
Yeah.
To be fair, he only had 2 more years anyway.
Hey, I know, but it was nice that he was away from us and not fucking with shit.
Look, as far as things go, if there was no Democratic, let's say it all came down to Trump, Cruz, or piece of shit Kasich, I would take piece of shit Kasich over Cruz or Trump any fucking day. And that's saying
sad,
a lot.
But I would too.
Ugh. But still, he sucks. So I'm glad they're both out. And whatever happens, happens. Like, I don't know.
You know what? My sweetheart last week was that Cruz picked the fucking running mate. Like, he picked the running mate, and within a week, he's out of the election. Like, yeah. What a total douchebag.
Total douchebag, because
and yet he was, and yet he was anointed to be president. Mm-hmm, just ask his father.
Yeah.
What an arrogant fucking douchebag.
Yeah. Isn't he still technically ineligible for the presidency anyway?
No.
His he was born outside of America, but his mother was an American citizen, which makes him a citizen.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter where you're born if you're born to an American citizen.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed if your parents are illegal immigrants and you're born on this soil, you're an American citizen, but it doesn't make your parents automatically.
Which doesn't make sense at all. But
I hold firm to that belief. If you were born in this country, you're an American.
Yeah. I mean, that's enshrined in the Constitution at this point.
Don't try and take that away, because there are people that want to, Eric.
Yeah. But what that would separate families,
wouldn't
it? But what
do they call them? What is it, Moria? They call them anchor babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but wouldn't that, separate families?
If they're trying to do them the way they're doing, like they're saying the anchor babies thing, like no, if you have a child that's born in this country,
that's the only problem that I ever had with that. That's
obviously you need to stay with your child, but that child's an American citizen, and I think those parents earn the right to become American citizens.
I've said this from the beginning.
If you were born, I'm sorry, let me finish here.
No.
If you were born on this soil, you're an American citizen. You are my brother or you are my sister.
Mm-hmm. No,
you're an American.
It should be thought
of. And anybody who tries to fight that is a piece of shit, a douchebag, a racist, a bigot. I don't care what they fucking are. They're fighting against them. I'm not talking about you, Eric. I'm sorry. They're going against the beliefs of America.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You're anti-American. Anybody who doubts that is anti-American.
Yeah,
born in America. If you were born in this soil, you're an American.
Right. I couldn't agree with you more.
Sorry.
But to kind of pick
something that I've believed since I was a little kid, and I've heard that when just in elementary school they teach you that.
Right. I'm gonna be
born on this soil. You're an American.
Yeah. I'm gonna take it one step further, and this may be controversial for some, maybe even some of our listeners, but I honestly believe that we should be thinking the opposite. Like, Trump wants to build a wall, right? He wants to build a wall between Mexico and the United States. I think it should be as easy for somebody to become an American citizen as this. Like, I think you should go to the border. You should say, look, I want to become an American citizen. They give you a test. You pass the test. They give you a Social Security number. Right. And that's it. That's the way it should be. Did I cut out?
Frank, you're breaking out.
Yeah. Did I break up?
Yeah, cut out.
Am I breaking up now?
And as far as politically leaning, like you call yourself a libertarian, Frank, and Moria is like the ultimate liberal and such.
I'm not as liberal as you think I am.
No, I'm just messing with you. Eric's actually more liberal than you.
He's liberal with his ass. That's about it.
I think of all of us, I think Eric's probably the most liberal personally. I think I'm probably the most right leaning, but like I don't think that is a question of politics.
I don't know. I consider myself libertarian.
I just think that it
not
should
– full hog libertarian, but libertarian.
I don't know what – and I kind of agree with that statement, Eric. That's kind of how I feel. I'm democratic, but I have liberal ideal. Like, it's just weird. But I just – I honestly think
– I like to think myself more as a do whatever we need to do at this point in time. Makes sense.
You know what – I don't know if you guys caught what I said. I think I was breaking in and out. But I think it should be easy for people to become United States citizens. I don't think it should be hard. I think you should take a test. You should know the presidents and whatever, stuff that they want to add in
the test. The
thing
is, like, all the tests that we do to get people to become citizens, people who are prospective citizens for this country know more about our country's history than natives.
No, I agree.
Which is so weird, because when I was a kid, like I had to take the citizenship test. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Didn't you guys have to take that test?
I never did. Really? But I agree with what Mug said. Yeah. Like people that want to be citizens know more about this country than natives. And, that's,
none of you had to take that test?
No, I did not. I mean, I took history.
So none of you actually live here, just me? I'm the only American citizen? Get out of my country. Yeah, America, my country.
I was definitely born here, man. My dad was from Mexico.
It's cool.
I just think that it should be easy. Go. And we should think the opposite. You know, we're supposed to –
the Irish, man. Eric, hang on.
We should think the opposite. You know, people want to keep Mexicans out or immigrants out. I'm not even going to just say Mexicans because it's all immigrants. I think the opposite. This country should be a beacon for people. And we call ourselves a melting pot.
That's what I thought we were supposed to be.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be. You want to be a citizen? Here's your Social Security number. Go to work.
When I was taught in school and I took the citizenship test, it was – we take you're sick, you're hungry, you're poor. Like, yes. You can come to us. Like, yes. What happened to that? What has happened to this country that we've so deviated from that?
The Republican Party happened, right? That's what happened. The GOP.
I'd say more corporatism.
No, well, hold on. But hold on. Like, if you go back historically, like, the Democratic Party has done anti stuff. Like, the Democratic Party created the KKK, for God's sakes. Mm.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Like, it's not just Republicans. This has been something that it's just – I don't know.
Yeah, but it's perpetuated by the Republicans.
Right. Well, that's – well, in the last, like, 50 years, it's been Republicans. But before that, it was Democrats. Like, it's just – I don't know.
Break. I've said this before on this show, right? I truly believe that the Republican motto, not the Republican ideals that they perpetuate today – are how people should feel. Less government, right? They keep preaching less government, less government, less government. That's how I feel. I feel like you know, we shouldn't have as much oversight as what we do.
That's what conservative used to mean. Now it means being a racist asshole.
Right. So
it's become about religion. That's what I was talking about before. Like that's what pisses me off most about
the
party.
We went from government conservatism to social conservatism plus corporatism.
I'm we've talked about religion. Like, I'm fine with people having their own religious beliefs and stuff as long as they don't enforce upon others. But religion should have no basis in politics.
I think Christopher Hitchens said it best when he titled his book "Religion Poisons Everything." Man, it really does.
Also, anti-intellectualism.
Yeah,
and money poisons everything too.
Yeah. So we got to move on. My other stinko is the series Damien. I expected this thing to be like another great horror series in the vein of American Horror Story, you know, stuff like that. But it ended up being nothing happens in the first season. Like, literally, nothing happens in the first season of Damien. I don't know if anybody's seen The Omen, which was a halfway decent, kind of scary movie, but literally nothing happens in Damien. Like, I was really disappointed.
The Omen movies have always been shit.
I think they're okay. Like, they have a scare factor to them.
They milk the same premise. It's basically like someone, you know, kid feels threatened, kid dies mysteriously. That's like that. Yeah, you know, that is how it goes. Or rather, kid feels threatened. Whoever does the threatening, you know, dies mysteriously.
No, I understand what you're saying, but I like the premise of it. Like, there's somebody on Earth that's the beast, you know, and it's this big conspiracy. Like, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, but I love seeing them on TV. You know what I mean?
Conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I like seeing them on TV. I don't subscribe to any conspiracy theories. I just don't. Don't believe in them, like the Bigfoot, the UFOs, all that shit. But I like seeing that. Like, I love the X-Files. I like the X-Files. I like, what else? Like, you know, just all kinds of conspiracy shows that I like, you know. But this show just does not have it. And it's disappointing. I'm hoping they get a season two. By the numbers, I don't think they will. But, you know, I don't know. I hope they get it so they can right the ship. It's a good premise. It's just lost in translation. I'm going to go ahead and go into my Sweeto. I've been hearing good things about Civil War. I have not seen. I saw one trailer, And I'm, you know, trying to not see anything else because I'm going to see it on Sunday. So that's my sweet-o. Moria, what's your sweet-o of the week?
My sweet-o? I've forgotten that I had them. No, I'm pretty much, like, completely enamored of Bloodborne, so I'm pretty thrilled with that. I actually just bought the DLC, so I'm going to mess around with that. And I took a chance on Salt and Sanctuary, which I'm pretty pleased with. Mm-hmm. And after the surgery, I'm almost completely healed up and mostly just waiting for the stitches to finish dissolving.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I was thinking about you, Moria. I was in the hospital, what was it now, 2-3 days ago. The day before I was in the hospital, my daughter kind of like, we were playing and she kind of crunched me in my groin area with her knee or something. I don't know. I remember kind of getting hurt. But I didn't think anything of it. And I went to work that day and my back started hurting that night. And I was like, man, my back's really hurting. You know, next day I could barely move. I ended up going to the urgent care, cause I had some groin pain, back pain, hip pain, stuff like that. And, they ended up sending me to the emergency room. They thought I might have a torsion or something. But ended up, I actually got an infection in my groin. So I had to, it was kind of scary in a way, but I'm starting to feel better. And, you know, I got antibiotics and stuff like that. I had to call into work for a couple of days and, you know, that coupled with another couple of days, I should be good to go to work tomorrow. But I actually thought about how you were doing. I just forgot to text you, Moria. So I'm glad to hear that, dude. That's good news. Mm-hmm. So
thank you.
Breakman, your sweet-o. Oh, he left for a second. Eric, any sweet-os this week?
No, I can't believe we're still on sweet-os.
Yeah, we're almost done, dude. We got plenty of time.
The FDA thing and Trump can pretty much killed any of the extra time we had.
Yeah. We'll get to Breakman sweet-o in a minute.
I'm here.
It's probably best because I'm coughing up on here anyway.
Go ahead, Break. What's your sweet-o?
I had two sweet-os. Last week, my stinko was that was Oxford, Alabama, and their passing of the bathroom bill, mm-hmm. Which was the anti-transgendered bathroom bill, where you had to be if you were born a male, you have to go to the male, and if you're born a female, you have to go to the female bathroom. Yeah. Well, they repealed it this week, so that's one sweet-o, and my other sweet-o goes to Civil War. I just added that one because Civil War.
I know you want to review Civil War, Break, but can you just give us this?
Let me do my a quick review of Civil War.
Okay.
I got there. The movie started about 1:55. I was coming from work, so I got off early and headed right there. I got there. It was like 2:15. I walk in the theater, sitting down right when the movie started. I had to pee really freaking bad when I got there because I came right from fucking work, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of course, I brought my own, like, snacks with me, of course. You know, who buys snacks there?
I buy snacks at the movie theater, man. I like to support the movie.
What's wrong with you, dude? You can buy like a box of M&Ms for $1.
I get it, dude. But look, the theater I go to is really nice, and I want that theater to stay around. So I do buy snacks at the theater. I like
the theater by me. It's a new theater. It's been there about a couple of years. I've talked about it before. I really like it. Yeah. Cinemark.
Yeah,
they're the ones that had the Dragon Ball Z movie, which is something that before them I would not have gotten around here.
Yeah, it's just that's like the what do they call it? The Harkins Theater here, and that's what that reminds me. They have the Attack on Titan movies, and you know they do stuff like that. Okay,
good with the Harkin movie and with the Harkin Theater. So I really had to pee very badly when I got there.
Yeah.
I refused to get up for the entirety of the fucking movie. I held it for two hours and 45 minutes, whatever it was, like through the credits and everything to watch the two scenes, which is becoming like a standard now. They do like two after scenes now with every Marvel movie, except for Age of Ultron, but which is weird. They're just trying to pack as much in it. But this movie is so there's a gauntlet that has been thrown. There is a new standard in superhero movies. This, in my opinion, it It this is a 10 out of 10 movie.
Ooh, wow. That's high praise.
I absolutely enjoyed every moment of this movie from beginning to end.
Better than the original Iron Man and better than the original Avengers.
Avengers is one of my all-time favorite movies. I think I like this one more.
Whoa, that's high
praise. How
about Winter Soldier? Where does that stack up?
I think the fight scenes in this one are better.
Wow. You know,
these are like new standards in fighting scenes. Like I was talking about how they used the 3D. Like that was incorporated really well in the fight scenes. But just their use of all these characters, all the heroes that we know and some, you know, new characters to the series and new characters on film like Black Panther.
Yeah.
He's you know, he's brand new, but he's really integral to the story. I absolutely love this movie.
Yeah. So what are you giving it, bud?
I don't want to oversell it because I don't want people to like go there and then like they're expecting like a monument and then they're disappointed. But
is this movie basically Avengers 2.5?
Yeah.
The only reason this movie wasn't the Avengers is because Thor and Hulk aren't in it.
Well,
that's the only thing that kept it really back from being called an Avengers movie.
Yeah, there's good reason for that, and I've heard rumors that the Thor
movie
is going to bring upon us a great story called Planet Hulk,
that would be amazing.
Oh God, that story, isn't that story amazing, Brake? Like for a comic book, that story was really good, but. Dungeon Buster says
when he comes back to Earth and he's just so fucking angry at everyone.
Yes, that would be great. That would be like a good Phase 4 movie, don't you think, Brake? Like after Infinity War, you get Hulk, you know, Planet Hulk storyline. God damn, that'd be good.
I don't see that happening because they pretty much said they don't think Hulk is. It basically is not. Hulk is not a strong enough character to support his own movie. Or at least
talking about it, man. Like I've read up on Thor.
I wish they'd get them through their head. He is along with Black Widow. Why hasn't she got her own?
I heard they're coming out with the Black Widow movie too. So you're.
I haven't seen anything. Still, they're still saying like Captain Marvel.
No.
Female superhero movie planned.
I think it was the Russo brothers that were doing the tour for Civil War that said they are. She's definitely at the top of the list, Black Widow. So not in this phase, I don't think. I think you'll see it in the next phase, a Black Widow movie. Dungeon Buster says
Avengers. The only thing that I think can really hold people back from this movie is if you haven't seen the other movies. Because if you don't know who these characters are, I think your perception may be different.
Seen these movies?
I can't see it without the characters, so yeah. I don't know. How it would feel otherwise, but for me,
I don't know if we'll be able to enjoy Doctor Strange when it comes out.
Oh, I'm sure we'll enjoy that one too.
Washing issues.
Oh, I
do not even give a shit anymore.
I don't either.
Like, just I've reached a point where I'm just like, oh, whatever.
Yeah,
I can't care about this shit anymore.
Why would stupid? Yeah. But I still want to see the movie. You mean
I want to see it?
Well, yeah. No, it's yeah. Yeah, I mean, I get why people are complaining, but I think ultimately this is not a battle worth fighting.
I agree.
Not here.
I totally agree. Dungeon Buster says, "Avengers, what? It's that good for me. It is anyway.
I enjoyed the Avengers." I don't think you can fight systemic issues by complaining about casting in movies. That's what
I agree with that too.
There are not many movies that I'll watch over again. Like I'll watch the Star Wars movies again because I'm a Star Wars freak, and that's been discussed. I'll watch Ghostbusters 1 and 2 over again, and I don't care what people say about 2. It is one of my favorite movies.
I like
and Avengers was a movie that I watched over and over again.
The new trailer of the new Ghostbusters was probably the power of pain compels you. That was the stupidest thing I heard in the trailer.
I'm with Dungeon Buster. This kind of makes me say Avengers what?
I can't see that. Avengers was so good, man. That movie was really
but this
good.
Is The fight scenes in this, oh my God, this is how a superhero movie it's how you do it.
Yeah.
Dungeon Buster says, quote unquote, "I held it for 2.5 hours. Breakman, Captain America Civil War. It's true.
Yeah.
I really had to fucking pee. I got there right when it fucking started.
So it's a 10 out of 10 movie for you, Break. That's pretty in line with what I've been seeing online. I've avoided spoilers. I'm glad you didn't spoil it for anyone.
They're great. It's well acted. You know, like when I was a kid, a superhero movie would be fun and cheesy, but it'd be cheesy because there'd be no seriousness to it. This movie is taken dead serious.
Well, the storyline.
Fantastic movie.
I expect that because Civil War in the comics was very adultified.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like there were some themes in that just regular younger readers probably wouldn't get. But I think it's great. But we're going to move on. 10 out of 10 from you. We'll have our full review next week, our spoiler review next week. I'm going to see it. Eric's going to see it. I'm pretty sure Mug's going to see it too. So we'll talk about it more then, for sure. Free for all. Eric, you sent me I can't remember the company, but they're coming out with a game here in the U.S. that
It's Nintendo game.
A Nintendo game that's really censored. Like, I saw the uncensored version. Basically, it shows a scene, like a cut scene with a guy.
It's not just that. It's like a whole bunch of other things, too.
Yeah. Well, I understand.
The thing is, it's Nintendo. They're going to do what Nintendo always does, which is whatever Nintendo wants to do.
Yeah, I know, but
that is the end of it.
I just think they've gotten really bad ever since Iwata died.
Yeah, I think it's gotten worse since Iwata died. Like what Eric showed me was like a little cutscene of a game that's been being censored here in the United States. There's a photographer.
You have the age of a character to 17. It's like one digit difference. Who cares?
Okay,
but you're putting more clothes on them. And then you're making a script that reflects this, but the voice acting is still mostly the same. I mean, they did make sure the re-record lines that mentioned her age, too, but that's all they think. I think they did, because there's no way he's saying what he's saying in the English script.
Yeah, but basically, long and short of it, there was – I mean, I think the visuals is what I want to talk about. Like these kids end up going into where this photographer guy is. It's kind of – I think the age of the girl was 16, and she ends up taking off her clothes into her a bikini, right? In the Japanese.
That's what Gerveri does. That's what Gerveri Isles do.
Okay. But let me finish, Eric, real quick. Basically, long and short of it is she takes her clothes off for this photo shoot or whatever it is with this guy, and she's in a bikini, which, if you're in a bikini, you're in a bikini. Like, why censor that? You're in a fucking bikini. You know, it's not like you're showing nipples, not like you're showing everything, which, you know, we can go on and on about censorship anyways. But Nintendo censored it to change the what they were talking about. They also changed the age of the girl, which I can understand why. You'd have a bunch of evangelicals just fucking going crazy if you know, she wasn't at least 17. And also they changed her from a bikini to what basically looks like a bunch of skater clothes with a sideways hat. They put as many clothes.
Seriously, the hat, it's so fucking 90s. It's like, why?
Yeah.
You don't even know what culture this is anymore, do you, Nintendo?
Yeah, it was really egregious, and I thought we'd talk a little bit about it. Like, I understand Nintendo's stance on things, Mug, but
I kind of understand changing the panties to spats.
Yeah, I would. You know, if they changed, like
I mean, I wish they weren't all spats. I wish they were slightly different.
Like, if they would have did like a tank top with some shorts or something, I guess I could have understood that because it, you know, for whatever reason,
yeah. Then you're getting into M-rated territory, so it's like, okay.
Yeah, that's fine, but it just, I don't know, man. I'm really torn because I understand what they were going for, but they really did go too far, as Nintendo oft does with their censorship.
It's not enough to make me boycott the game, but if I'm lucky enough, I won't have to buy it anyway.
Well, see, but that's the thing. Like, it should make you not want to buy the game. Like, I don't want to keep empowering Nintendo to do this to us all the time.
The thing is, if people don't buy it, that just means Nintendo knows that people don't want this kind of game in the first place, so they won't even try again.
Yeah, it's
but
not even
that.
That's the
it,
problem.
Be,
like, yeah.
But if they
like boycotting
it,
a game, regardless of the of you know your reason behind doing it, only sends one message: nobody wants this game. Nobody wants this kind of
thing. Well, you know, maybe we could do a letter writing campaign to Nintendo to say, look.
When
we...
has Nintendo ever actually listened to people, though?
Yeah. No, they I
don't,
know.
That's... Yeah, they don't. They, are in
they
their
don't
own
care about
world,
the Nintendo. Consumer at all. In fact, they've done anti-consumer things.
You know, it's funny because you guys are right. I wish they would take note.
Because they think their audience is children, and then they think the children will either buy anything or get their parents to buy anything.
You know what's funny? The average age of a gamer now, I think I read the latest age is 31. I'm pretty sure it's 31.
Systemic change in that entire company.
Oh,
right,
absolutely.
From the top.
I thought it would get better after Iwata left, because Iwata was fairly conservative.
It probably won't get better until Kimishima ends up croaking.
Yeah.
Or steps down.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just
not going to happen for a long time either way.
I don't know, man. Like, I just think it went a little too far in this case, and I really think they should, take a harder stance on it. Like, Nintendo boasted that they were going to have more mature titles.
Nintendo should just have balls and just put out M-rated content if they have to make
Why
it
not?
An M-rated game.
If they really truly want
to... that's how it is in Japan. I mean, they had a black label.
Well, actually, what they really should do is essentially what Disney does with Touchstone. Mm-hmm. Touchstone is Disney's studio that they release R-rated content through.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to distance yourself with that...
Make a sub-label. Like, yeah. It's Nintendo, but it's not really Nintendo.
No,
Basically, like, Touchstone being
Ultra
Disney
Games.
Is like an open
Renew
secret.
The Ultra Games name.
You know what's funny is a lot of movie studios will do that. They'll create these companies that are specifically based for horror movies. You know what I mean? Why can't Nintendo do the same thing? And not even call
it...
You
don't have to worry about your image.
Listen.
Nobody will know you're Nintendo.
Yeah, don't call it Nintendo. You know, have a different CEO, whatever the case may be. And just start releasing a bunch of... Not even M-rated. What's the equivalent of, like, PG-13? A lot T. of PG-13... Yeah. T. Just
although
a lot
the,
of...
Although the Legend of Zelda games are also T, so it doesn't matter.
Well, there's one above
that,
I believe.
Most of the 3D ones, anyway.
Isn't there something
basically, if there's anything that they think might be objectionable to, you know, to someone that's over the age of, say, or under the age of, like, 15, I guess. Yeah. Then that seems to be roughly their cutoff point. Anything that it's like, people might get upset if we show this, then they're like, okay, we're just not going to do it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I really think that they should really consider that. Like, if they want to play with the big boys here in the United States, a.k.a. Sony and Microsoft, they've got to do things like that. You know, say this is a grown-up system now, in addition to be a kid. Well, it can be both. It's the one system where you can really honestly say has potential to be both a kid system, which it's been labeled for years, and an adult system for all the new, 31 and up crowd, that is making up a good chunk of your sales, by the way.
Well, I think the problem is that Nintendo has forgotten that a lot of its money comes from people who grew up playing their games.
Yeah. No, I agree.
These people are grown-ups, and they want some grown-up games.
Yeah, but those grown-ups also want to play grown-up games, hence PS4, Xbox One, and playing those games. Like, most people have multiple systems. You know, it's not just a Nintendo game, anymore. It's everything. So I think – and with the popularity of – as much as I hate first-person shooters – that should just speak volumes to Nintendo and say, look,
why Splatoon did so well.
Yeah. This is why we should do more things like this. We should have, in-house developers that develop first-person shooters for their new system. We should extend a handout to our third parties, especially the big boys. Maybe get an exclusive here and there that's worth a shit. That people buy a lot of, like some type of Call of Duty game or something like that. Maybe even talk to the guys over at Blizzard, see what they can do. I know they're doing very well and, they have their own thing and all that, but talk to them. I mean, it can hurt. I don't know. It's just an egregious thing. that could be remedied very easily by Nintendo, and I think they would be very happy with the outcome. They could still have their, you know, various Nintendo properties, extend, you know, a handout to older gamers like myself, Moria, you know, you guys, and everybody would be happy. Like, how many times have I said Nintendo can do mature things? They just have to stop doing shit like this. Like, censorship is just... I understand certain censorship, like changing Japanese culture content to American culture content and stuff
like that.
I like what
they did with Fire Emblem Fates, Celial, and the main male Corrin event where the Astro Support event, where it was originally some weird potion that was supposed to make her, like, I guess, be more well-adjusted to women, but it backfired. But instead, in the U.S. version, they have it being like a psychological test experiment where she was blindfolded and then they had her do a visualizations in her head instead.
Yeah.
It's like, it's no longer date rapey stuff and it doesn't feel like gate conversion anymore, which it wasn't, but that's the impression people got.
Mm. Yeah. Guys, it's after 9. I need to get going, so if we could wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up, guys. We're going to do our plugs. It was a good show. Mug, go ahead with your plugs.
You can find me on Twitter. It's at MoriaMug, MoriaMug.
All right. Eric, your plugs.
You could find me on Twitter at ArcRPG, and I've got a couple of new reviews up. Boston Brigade reviews of The Fruit of Grisaia and Shiny Days are up. And Summon Night 5's reviews up on TotallyGN.com.
Yeah.
And hopefully I'll have Mega Tag Dimension Bunk. That's one of the games I forgot to mention on what I've been playing. Because I beat that in the span of a weekend.
Yeah. So. All right, you mentioned Boston Bastard Brigade, right? You have some good content up there, too. All right. Breakman, your plugs.
You can follow me at RP Grinders and at Break_Man. And I'll be sneaking into a theater again to go watch Civil War again because goddamn.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Right. Dungeon Buster says, I don't care about a Thanos movie anymore. I want to see a Black Panther movie. Yeah, I want to see a Black Panther movie now too, very badly.
You're exiled.
Yeah, you're exiled, Dungeon Buster, because that two-part Thanos movie is going to be awesome. And Black Panther movie is going to be awesome too, but... Holy fuck, man. I can't wait. Marvel's doing it right, man. They're doing
Thanos getting his own movie? Because Infinity War is no longer Infinity War. I don't know if you guys
heard. They had it split as two movies, but now they want two.
It's probably because it's too similar to Infinite Warfare now, so they have to give it a...
No, it's not just that. It's actually not going to be directly connected the same way. Like, it's not going... And here's part two of it.
What happened was, what was that movie called? The Hunger Games, and how they split that into two movies. It wasn't as big of a hit as it was expected to be. So now, because that split into two movies thing wasn't as big of a hit with The Hunger Games, every other like franchise is like, well, we're not going to split our movies up anymore.
Yeah, I don't care, man. The Thanos stuff is all
more complete movies.
I'm just happy they're doing the Infinity Gauntlet storyline. That's what I'm happy, man. I have an awesome Thanos bobblehead that I got for Christmas. That's fucking badass. But Thanos is my all-time favorite villain, and that's something that Marvel desperately needs is a good villain. They really haven't had any. Really great ones.
They add another one.
I'm not gonna hear it. I'm not gonna hear it.
Didn't think there was a villain?
No, I mean there could
in the movie.
There could have been. There could not have been. There could have just been heroes versus heroes, man. Civil War. So, all right,
the
guys.
The villain was actually Dio.
I didn't say who the villain was. Iron Man.
he's not a villain. Sorry. Anyways, what? All right, guys. That's going to do it for this week. I want to thank Dungeon Buster for being in chat, MXT for his short time in here. That bastard never finishes a whole show. All right, that's about it. Freak5, he gave me a bunch of DMs. I got to show his pictures, man. He did
Freak DM Chaos.
He went to a Comic-Con type thing where he's at, and he dressed up as Negan, and it was pretty cool, man. Shout out to you, Freak5. It was...
I don't know
who
that character is.
It's a character in Walking Dead. So if you're not into Watchmen,
he's got the barbed wire bat, and he actually looks really good in that photograph. That's what we were talking about last week. He was talking about swinging at Frank.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're talking about. But all right, guys, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here all this next week. Go see Civil War. We want this movie to do really good.
I didn't even know there was a Civil War II comic.
Yeah, that's coming out, which should be
cool. I was going to say, that's must be new. Yeah, okay. It's new. You're right. It's on the way now that I think about it.
Same thing with Secret Wars. Damn, wouldn't that be a good Phase 4 movie too, Secret Wars? That'd be awesome. They got to get the rights to the X-Men, though.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, Secret Wars will be something that happens when the Marvel Cinematic Universe has played itself out.
Yeah, which
they're trying to do that to revive it.
There's no end in sight, man. That thing's a juggernaut. Juggernaut. All right, guys. That's it for this week. We'll see you guys again next week. Until then, we are out. Later.